Nolte, CNN's latest hire John Harwood botches his race baiting math. By John Nolte on February 3, 2020. As if to prove he truly is part of the KLAL team, the Hate Network's newest hire, straight newsman John Harwood was caught red-handed using fake news to race bait Senate Republicans. Over the weekend, Harwood, a documented leftist and liar, fired off an attack on the Republican Party that was so dishonest, so desperate, and so blatantly ridiculous, he ended up deleting it, not for being dishonest, desperate, and ridiculous, but because he got the math wrong. We have the dumbest elites. As you probably already know, Democrats and their fake news media allies are now entering the ninth circle of butthurt. You see, on top of Trump's policy triumphs at home and abroad, booming economy, stable energy prices, border control, rocketing stock market, no stupid wars, energy independence, all the hoaxes to take him down have failed spectacularly. The Russia hoax went duh-er-duh, the sound of Robert Mueller's testimony. The Stormy Daniels hoax went curlang, the sound of Michael Avenatti's cell door closing. And now the impeachment hoax has gone up in the flames caused by igniting Nancy Pelosi's happy hour breath. Yep, at the precise right time, everything is shaping up to win Trump a second term. And this means little, sleazy, squirmy, lefty liars like Harwood are malfunctioning over all the hurt in their butt. Which means they end up tweeting stupid stuff like this. Of 51 Republican senators who voted to block John Bolton's testimony in Trump impeachment trial, 25 represent states of the Confederacy during the Civil War. The old Confederacy represents the bulwark of the 21st century GOP. I'm not making that up. The little crybaby seriously tweeted that shit. The ridicule and hilarious math error forced him to delete it. But the stupid dishonesty at work here is so glorious. It's time to go to the list of John Harwood's stupid dishonesty. Only 11 states formed the Confederacy, or what I like to call, the math. Maybe this isn't Harwood's fault. Maybe he attended public schools. Still, come on. If only 11 states joined the Confederacy, that means there can be a maximum of only 22 senators from those states. You multiply 11 times 2 and you get 22. Harwood's updated tweet still says 23, by the way. What's more, if you use the Google to get the number of states correct and an online calculator to do the math. I'm just saying, as a public school victim myself, getting this stuff right is not hard. Wait, what? What does the Confederacy have to do with impeachment? Non sequitur much? Harwood's tweet would have made as much sense had he said, of 51 Republican senators who voted to block John Bolton's testimony in Trump impeachment trial, 25 represent states where you can find rocks and dirt. 25 represent states where no one can spell kumquat. 25 represent states where more people choose some pulp over medium pulp, even though they're the same thing. 25 represent states where John Harwood has been caught passionately French kissing himself in a hotel mirror. What's more, a majority of the senators who voted against the Senate doing the job Nancy Pelosi is supposed to do, subpoena witnesses, did not come from the former Confederacy. So what does that say about his lame little theory? Obviously Harwood is flailing to make this about race. Even though Trump is white, Bolton is white, the guy who would replace Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, is white, and, if Pence gets taken out, his replacement, Nancy Pelosi, is really white. And then there's this tiny, little problem. The Confederacy was made up solely of Democrats. What launched the Confederacy, what sparked the secessionist movement, was the election of Abraham Lincoln, the first Republican president. And after Yankee Republicans succeeded in taking away all of the Confederate Democrat slaves, Lincoln was assassinated by John Wilkes Booth, a Democrat, and replaced by Andrew Johnson, a Democrat, which ushered in the era of the Ku Klux Klan, a Democrat organization. This, of course, led to segregation and Jim Crow in states all run by Democrats, thanks to racist villains like George Wallace and Bull Connor, who were both Democrats. Tim Scott has questions. One of the senators who hails from a former Confederate state and who voted against the Senate doing the job the Constitution requires nincompoop Nancy to do, subpoena witnesses, is Senator Tim Scott, RSC, who also happens to be a black man. Oh, And then there's Senators Ted Cruz, RTX, and Marco Rubio, RFL, who are not white. They might also have some questions. Bonus, Harwood used the phrase tabulation mistake. DL'd a tweet because I made a tabulation mistake, Harwood wrote. Tabulation mistake. Tabulation. Hey, Harwood, is that like math, or adding, or what we rubes call figuring? What a tool. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.